Okay, welcome back. It's Thursday. Tomorrow's the 4th of July. I was remembering back. Many of you probably do as well.
Hey! Hey!
About how things were back in the day. And they were fun. Fireworks, they were really fun.
Hey!
A little noise here. Amazon just drove up with a delivery. Okay. AI is going to be the topic of the first hour tonight. And I think I was up until 2 last night watching these videos of very revelatory information about where it's going, where it is, who's behind it, who's doing what. And it is it's probably the biggest horse race of our lifetime in terms of corporate science. Will you hear some of the material I'm going to present here in a couple minutes? It's stunning. Zuckerberg, who has been sort of left in the dust, I don't know where he's getting his money. He's not as wealthy, allegedly, as Elon Musk, but he's got money. And he has launched into an acquisition war in the AI community, the likes of which I think few people could have envisioned. But it's on. It's happening. And the race here is not just for AGI, artificial general intelligence. It's for ASI, artificial superintelligence. Whoever hits that first, and that's total duplication of human thought, human reasoning, human logic, wins. There's no way to catch up, and the ground will be taken by whoever comes up with ASI first. And once that ground is lost, it's going to be very difficult to recover it. It's that simple. Mark Zuckerberg, what a weird guy. He's grown his hair out lately, or maybe it's not his hair. He's got this big mound of curly locks on top of his head. Whatever. And some really weird, thick, horn-rimmed kind of glasses. I don't know what he's doing. Who cares? But the big story is Zuckerberg. And I'm going to play this, and I'll stop it here and there, and we'll kind of think about things together, about where this is going. And I, again, go back to the movie Forbidden Planet. It's a Hollywood movie. It's not a real heavy, intellectually oriented script or anything like that. But the message is clear. And part of the video that I'll show you, well, you'll hear, has to do with the same thing that caused the disaster in Forbidden Planet. And we'll get to that a little later. Okay, well, right now, what do you do when you're in third or fourth place and you're Mark Zuckerberg and you want to get caught up? Well, here's his approach. And I think many of you are aware of where this is going. So let's take a listen and pause it here and there. This is wild. It's really wild. Sam Altman is not happy. A lot of these people are not happy. Big money, giant money, is ruling the day.
We need to talk, because what is happening right now in the AI industry is insane. This isn't just a talent war anymore. Mark Zuckerberg, after getting basically humiliated in the AI race, has launched what I can only describe as a hostile takeover of the entire field. This is not about competition. It's an intellectual heist on a scale we have never seen before, with a single and frankly terrifying goal: to build a super intelligence under his exclusive control.
Okay, you heard it right there. He summed it up well. Zuckerberg wants to be the ASI king. Again, whoever gets to ASI first, for reasons I can't even go into because it's too complex for me, will own the game. Apparently, that's the concern.
Today, I'm going to break down exactly how his evil plan is unfolding and why the people who built our current AI systems are absolutely freaking out. And to really get how wild this is, you have to hear what OpenAI's CEO, Sam Altman, said just days before this whole thing blew wide open. He was on a podcast, trying to play it cool, acting like Meta's recruiting attempts were no big deal. Listen to these famous last words.
Can I ask you about the whole Meta scale thing?
Of course.
So what's the situation there?
Do you want to know where to invest?
Okay, so he's asking, what's the situation with Meta? And he's asking Sammy Altman. And Sam's response is pretty lackadaisical. It's pretty interesting. So let's listen to what Sam had to say here.
Meta thinks of us as their biggest competitor.
Let me back it up just a little bit.
All right. Thinks of us as their biggest competitor. And, you know, I think it is rational for them to keep trying. Their current AI efforts have not worked as well as they've hoped. And I respect, like, being aggressive and continuing to try new things. And again, given that I think this is, like, rational, I expect that if this one doesn't work out, they'll keep trying new ones after that. I remember once hearing Zuck talk about how, you know, Google in the early days of Facebook, it was rational for them to try social, even though it was like clear to people at Facebook that was not going to work. And I feel a little bit similar here, but they started making these like giant offers to, you know, a lot of people on our team,
mm-hmm.
You know, like $100 million signing bonuses, more than that comp per year.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. I'm really happy that at least so far, none of our best people have decided to take them up on that.
Oh, don't be too sure about that, Sam. What Altman is doing is reacting to Zuckerberg showing up with a truckload of cash to try to buy up the biggest and brightest brains in AI, many of whom have been the mainstay of OpenAI.
None of our best people. He said that with a straight face. He was selling the idea of missionaries versus mercenaries, the noble, mission-driven researchers at OpenAI, who would never be swayed by mere money, versus the hired guns at a soulless corporation like Meta. It's a great soundbite. The only problem? It was a fantasy. Because at the exact same time Altman was delivering that line, his company was bleeding out. The truth wasn't confidence. It was chaos. We know this because of a bombshell leaked memo obtained by Wired from OpenAI's own chief research officer, Mark Chen. He sent a message to his staff that sounds less like a corporate update and more like a distress call.
This is wild. Now, he's going to run down a list of names, none of whom basically will be familiar to you, but these are top, top level people.
And he had a, quote, visceral feeling, as if someone has broken into our home and stolen something. Let that sink in. This isn't the language of healthy competition. This is the language of a company that feels violated, a company that is watching its most valuable assets, the very minds that built its empire, being systematically carried out the front door.
This is what Chen said. I feel a visceral feeling right now as if someone has broken into our home and stolen something. Huh?
Exposes the massive gulf between the calm public image and the frantic behind-the-scenes panic. So this begs the question, what kind of weapon was Zuckerberg wielding? What kind of offer is so powerful it can shatter the loyalty at what was supposed to be the world's most ideologically pure AI lab? The answer isn't just a big salary. It's a financial nuke, a number so absurd it fundamentally changes the equation of a person's life. As Mark Zuckerberg staffs up Meta's new superintelligence lab, he's offering top-tier research talent pay packages of up to $300 million over 4 years, with more than $100 million in total compensation for the first year, Wired has learned.
I think that even beats some of the Major League Baseball contracts or basketball, which are absurd, ridiculous. But $300 million for 4 years? Wow.
Let me break that down, because the details are crucial. $100 million. In the first year. For context, Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, OpenAI's single biggest financial backer, made $79 million last year.
You only need to get it right once, Tim.
Okay, so the Microsoft bigwig made, let's call it $80 million last year. That's not bad. But how is he going to react to Zuck, offering him $300 million? Or anyone else in the company. Microsoft, which, by the way, just had another major layoff yesterday. World's biggest employer, Microsoft.
researchers more than the CEO.
Let me back it up.
Made $79 million last year. Zuckerberg is offering individual researchers more than the CEO of Microsoft makes just to get them to switch their Slack status. And here's the most diabolical part of the strategy. Sources say that a huge chunk of this compensation, the stock, vests immediately. This is genius in a dark Machiavellian way. It removes all the risk. There's no golden handcuffs, no four-year wait. It is an instant, life-altering, nine-figure wire transfer. It's an offer not to work. It's an offer to retire your entire bloodline. This financial firepower is the core of Zuckerberg's two-step plan. Step one, buy the generals. That's exactly what he did with the jaw-dropping $14.3 billion investment in Scale AI. He didn't just want their data. He wanted their prodigy CEO, Alexander Wang, to lead his new army. And step two, with the generals in place, open the war chest and buy the soldiers. So did Zuck's evil plan actually work? Did he get the best people that Altman was so sure he couldn't touch? I gotta be honest, the list of people he poached is a straight-up casualty list for OpenAI and Google, and it's absolutely wild. Okay, let me break it down. Steering this new superintelligence project, this MSL lab, is Meta's new chief AI officer, Alexander Wang, working side-by-side with the former CEO of GitHub, Nat Friedman. They're at the top of the pyramid, but look at the brain trust they've just acquired. Let's just start with the raid on OpenAI. First, he grabs Trapid Bansal. This is the guy who pioneered reinforcement learning on chain of thought. That's the secret ingredient that gives these models reasoning, the ability to think step by step. It's one of the most critical breakthroughs in the field, and now that expertise resides at Meta. But it doesn't stop there. Remember that
Alexander Wang, Meta, Zuckerberg, spent $14.8 billion to buy the company to get him. $14.8 billion. To buy one man, to lead his army. That's what he's calling it.
GPT-4o voice, the one that sounded so incredibly human, it freaked everybody out. Its co-creator, Su Xiaobi, gone, poached. The mastermind behind GPT-4o's incredible image generation, Hu Wenchang, she's gone too. And then, and you guys, this is the crown jewel of the operation, Sheng Zhizhao, a co-creator of ChatGPT and GPT-4. The foundational models. And you think he stopped there? Of course not. He just went right across the street to Google DeepMind, their biggest rival, and pulled off the same maneuver. He plucked Jack Ray, the pre-training tech lead for Gemini. And just to round out the collection, he went over to Anthropic, the other major player, and brought back Joel Pobar, a top-tier expert on inference, the very thing that makes these models run fast and efficient. This is a clean sweep. He took the foundational architect from OpenAI, the lead trainer from Google, and the efficiency expert from Anthropic, and put them all on the same payroll. His payroll. This is the reality of Zuckerberg's evil plan. He didn't just hire a few people. He surgically extracted the institutional knowledge, the trade secrets locked away in the minds of the world's most brilliant AI researchers, and consolidated them.
It's a... four or five other names he didn't get to and he won't get to, but I guess the point is, everyone's got a price, seemingly.
Created an AI super team, an unprecedented concentration of talent, now working in a new organization with a chillingly direct name, Meta Superintelligence Labs. We're no longer talking about hypotheticals. We're talking about a very real, very funded, and now very staffed project to build artificial superintelligence. So what happens if he succeeds? What happens if Mark Zuckerberg, a man who has faced relentless global criticism over privacy, misinformation, and the very real-world impact of his platforms on society and democracy, is the one who gets to the finish line first? Can we as a civilization trust one man and one company with an intelligence that could dwarf our own? An ASI could solve humanity's greatest problems, disease, climate change, poverty. But in the wrong hands, or even in the hands of someone with good intentions but a flawed track record, it could become the most powerful tool of control ever created. Think about it.
An ASI controlled by a single entity could manipulate global markets, influence elections with surgical precision, create autonomous weapon systems we can't comprehend, or even rewrite the rules of our digital reality.
There used to be things called antitrust laws. You don't even hear about that anymore. I bet you haven't heard that expression in years, if at all. It used to be that when a company became so powerful, like I guess AT&T was the big one here that was first targeted by the antitrust laws, and they broke it up into smaller, I think 8 different companies and corporations, something like that. And then people looked away and didn't talk about antitrust anymore. Clinton deregulated the media, and just a few corporations began buying up everything. This is worse.
What happens when the person who controls the world's most dominant social platforms also controls the world's most dominant intelligence? In that scenario, Mark Zuckerberg wouldn't just be a CEO. He would be something far more powerful, a digital dictator with the ability to shape human perception and behavior on a scale that would make historical tyrants look amateurish. This is the real-world consequence of this talent war. It's a high-stakes gamble for the future of humanity, and Zuckerberg is playing with house money. He has assembled the team. He has provided the resources. Now, the only question that matters is, what happens if he actually pulls it off? Let me know what you think in the comments. Is this a necessary move in a competitive market, or is this a dangerous consolidation of power that we should all be worried about?
I've never seen anything like it. And this will not be in the lead story position of the nightly news. It should be. This is huge. All of you know, you've been listening, you've been watching, you've been studying how fast AI is moving. It's all about AGI, which I believe we're already there, general intelligence. And that makes AI basically on a par with the human mind. And then we have ASI. And that's game over for now, for this period in our evolutionary history on the planet. So is Zuckerberg the guy that inspires confidence in you? Do we trust Zuck? Not this person. No. In fact, I probably should say I don't trust most of them, not all of them. But here's Sammy Altman thinking that his people wouldn't leave because of loyalty. Ooh. Old lessons. Old lessons. So, all right, Altman is about to take center stage again when he drops GPT-5 on everybody. This is a big deal, as we mentioned the other night, and even more is coming out now about what GPT-5 is going to do. By the way, the best way to put GPT-5 in the hands of as many people as possible is what? Ooh, thunder. You hear that? Got a little thunder overhead. Let's see what happens. Hope we don't get knocked off. So what happens? How do you get GPT-5 spread as far and wide as you can? You give it away. It'll be free. That's what the plan is. GPT-5 free. Who's going to turn that down? Pretty smart marketing. But in the meantime, Altman has lost some of his best, as has Google, Anthropic, the same. So, wow. All right, let's take a listen to this one. This is rather short as well. It's about Altman's new GPT-5, free for everyone. This is another AI host, by the way, doing the talking. You can't tell the difference.
4.0, 0.1, 0.3. It's a mess, right? Well,
hold on. Got to back it up. Okay, here we go.
Today, I'm going to show you everything about GPT-5 and why it's about to change everything. This is the biggest AI release in history, and it's coming this summer. You'll get it for free, and it's going to be 10 times smarter than anything we've seen before. No more.
Do you believe what's happening? When you, I know most all of you understand how big AI is. And when you have your AI friend, or whatever you want to call them, your life will change. You're not going to walk away from that easily. An AI friend who has access to all of human history? Think about it. All right, here we go.
fusing model names, no more picking which AI to use. Just one super smart AI that does everything better than any human. And I'm going to show you exactly when you can get your hands on it. Hey, if we haven't met already, I'm the digital avatar of Julian Goldie, CEO of SEO agency Goldie Agency. Whilst he's helping clients get more leads and customers, I'm here to help you get the latest AI updates. Julian Goldie reads every comment, so make sure you comment below. So GPT-5 is finally happening. And when I tell you what Sam Altman just announced, you're going to lose your mind. But first, let me ask you something. Have you ever been confused about which ChatGPT model to use? GPT-4, GPT-4.0, 01, 03? It's a mess, right? Well, that's about to end forever. Sam Altman just went on OpenAI's brand new podcast.
Tesla is finished.
And time for a quick commercial. So it's all just astounding. The amount of energy, the amount of money, the amount of intellectual brain power. And don't forget, and I know most of you won't, that AI is now coding itself. It's doing its own work, its own research. Wow. This is, we are now literally on the doorstep. No. We're through the door into the next age on planet Earth. The age of AI.
The podcast and dropped the biggest news of the year. GPT-5 is coming this summer, and it's going to be completely free for everyone. But here's the crazy part. It's not just another model. It's going to replace everything, all the confusion, all the different models. Gone. One AI to rule them all. Now, before I tell you exactly when you can get it, let me share something that's going to blow your mind. Sam Altman asked a room full of smart people, how many of you think you're smarter than GPT-4? Some hands went up. Then he asked, how many of you think you'll be smarter than GPT-5? Almost no hands went up. Even Sam Altman said he doesn't think he'll be smarter than GPT-5. And this is the guy who built it. So what makes GPT-5 so special? Why is everyone calling it the biggest AI breakthrough ever? Here's what Sam Altman revealed. GPT-5 is not just one model. It's a complete system that combines everything OpenAI has ever built. You get the natural language skills of GPT-4.0, the crazy reasoning power of 03, and a bunch of new features we've never seen before. But here's the part that got me excited. You know how right now you have to pick which model to use? That's over. GPT-5 will automatically know what you need and give you the best response every single time. No more model picker, no more confusion. Just ask and get the perfect answer. Sam Altman said they hate the model picker as much as we do. Finally, someone gets it. Now let's talk about when you can actually use this thing. Sam Altman confirmed it's coming probably sometime this summer. That means we're looking at July, August, or September 2025. But here's something interesting. He said they have internal benchmarks that GPT-5 has to hit before they release it. If it doesn't meet those standards, they won't ship it. This tells me they're being super careful because they know this is going to be huge. And speaking of huge, let me tell you about the free access situation.
Let me say one thing. I think huge is almost a synonym for potentially dangerous. This is big. And we know that there are a lot of people on this planet who are not good people who will use this kind of power to manifest their dark and dirty deeds. That's for sure. I don't know how you're going to stop it.
Where it gets really good, everyone gets unlimited access to GPT-5 for free. That's right, completely free, no catch, no limits, just unlimited access to the most powerful AI ever created. But if you want the premium experience, ChatGPT Plus and Pro users will get access to higher intelligence levels. Think of it.
You'll actually be able to get an enhanced GPT-5 as if GPT-5 isn't enough. This is getting to be really just over-the-top sci-fi, but it's real.
Having a sports car versus a race car, both are fast, but one is built for speed. Now, here's something that Sam Altman revealed that most people missed. GPT-5 isn't just about being smarter. It's about being more useful. He talked about how AI will soon be able to compress 10 years of scientific progress into 1 year. Imagine curing diseases, solving climate change.
Okay, critical. GPT-5 will be able to compress 10 years of science, research, development, building, constructing into 1 year or less. It should get your attention for sure.
and making breakthrough discoveries at lightning speed. But what does this mean for regular people like us? It means GPT-5 will be like having a super genius assistant that never gets tired, never makes mistakes, and can help you with literally anything.
Who's going to turn that down? Oh, some. But generally speaking, who's going to turn that down? That kind of an assistant? Nobody. For free? Forget it.
Business. GPT-5 will create your business plan, marketing strategy, and help you execute everything. Need to learn a new skill? GPT-5 will be your personal tutor that adapts to exactly how you learn best. Have a complex problem at work? GPT-5 will break it down and give you step-by-step solutions. The possibilities are endless.
Forget it.
Business. GPT-5 will create your business plan, marketing strategy, and help you execute everything. Need to learn a new skill? GPT-5 will be your personal tutor that adapts to exactly how you learn best. Have a complex problem at work? GPT-5 will break it down and give you step-by-step solutions. The possibilities are endless.
Here's what really got my attention.
Sam Altman said GPT-5 will have advanced memory capabilities. This means it will remember everything about you and get smarter the more you use it. Imagine...
It will remember everything about you and get smarter the more you use it. In other words, this super genius, this mega genius, is going to know every single thing about you, how you think, how you feel, how you reason, your weaknesses, your vulnerabilities, your strengths, your likes, your dislikes. It'll know everything. Who's going to be controlling whom?
AI that knows your preferences, your goals, your work style, and your personality. Every conversation builds on the last one, making it more helpful over time. It's like having a personal assistant who's been working with you for years, except this one has access to all human knowledge. Now, let's talk about...
Okay, I'm sorry I have to stop that again. So you've got a text-to-assistant relationship. You call it an assistant, just for fun. And it has access to all of human knowledge. You will have access to all of human knowledge. How many people are going to be able to even to wrap their minds about what that means? Think about it.
Technical improvements. Early testers are calling GPT-5 materially better than GPT-4. That's a huge deal because GPT-4 was already incredible. We're talking about massive improvements in reasoning and logic. GPT-5 can think through complex problems like a PhD researcher, coding abilities. It can write, debug, and optimize code better than most programmers. Creative tasks. From writing to art to music, it's going to be next level multimodal capabilities. Text, images, audio, and potentially video all in one system. Long-term memory. It remembers context across conversations and sessions. Emotional intelligence. Better understanding of human emotions and social cues.
That's an interesting term. It'll understand emotional intelligence as well. Intellectual intelligence and wisdom are one thing. Emotional intelligence is quite another. So there's another big one. This guy's dropping bomb after bomb.
But here's something that Sam Altman mentioned that really stuck with me. He said, we're reaching the end of the current mountain with GPT-5. What does that mean? It means GPT-5 might be the last traditional language model before we move into true artificial general intelligence. This isn't just another upgrade. This is the foundation for everything that comes next. And the timing couldn't be better. While other companies are struggling to keep up, OpenAI is about to leap ahead by years, maybe even decades. Google, Microsoft, Meta, they're all going to be playing catch-up for a very long time. But here's what I find most interesting about all of this. Sam?
Well, interestingly enough, this was made, obviously, prior to, 5 days ago, the summation of Zuckerberg's efforts to buy up and control the entire industry, which really should be stopped. We've got to go back to antitrust rules and regulations. It has to happen. But with Trump telling everyone he wants nothing to slow in any way the development of AI, we can see pretty much where the decision has already been made. They won't care if Zuckerberg puts the best horses all together and runs the race and finishes in every position. He's going to run the show.
And was very careful about managing expectations. He said they don't know exactly when GPT-5 will launch because it depends on meeting their internal standards. This tells me they're not rushing this release. They want to make sure it's perfect before putting it in everyone's hands. And honestly, that makes me even more excited. When you're dealing with technology this powerful, you want the team to be cautious. Now, let's talk about what this means for businesses and entrepreneurs. If you're not preparing for GPT-5, you're already behind. Think about it. Your competitors are going to have access to an AI that can do the work of entire teams. Market research, content creation, customer service, data analysis, strategic planning, all of it automated and optimized. The businesses that adapt fast will dominate. The ones that don't will struggle to survive. But here's the good news. Since GPT-5 will be free, everyone gets the same starting line. It's not about who has the biggest budget anymore. It's about who can use this technology most effectively. And that's where creativity and strategy come in.
This Italian trick with raw tomato.
All right. I'll turn this down just for a minute and roll through it. So who's going to turn this down? Remember what I said, a year ago or longer. Who is going to be able to wrap their mind around GPT-5? And that's why it wasn't released earlier, not to mention the fact that it wasn't perfected. This is what he's saying. He's probably got a point. But this is so big, so powerful. A lot of people will use it in the most elementary way and feel real happy about it. They won't even touch 99.9% of its potential. Now, this is not just a game changer, it's a paradigm creator. Your AI assistant will be almost godlike in terms of knowledge, factual data, and what he said a minute ago, emotional maturity, emotional. That's the key.
GPT-5 will win big. I'm already thinking about how this will change SEO, content marketing, and customer acquisition. The possibilities are mind-blowing. But let's get back to the timeline. Sam Altman said probably sometime this summer, but also mentioned it could go either way on whether they call it GPT-5 or just keep iterating on the current models. This suggests they're still finalizing exactly how they want to position this release. But regardless of what they call it, the capabilities are going to be revolutionary. Here's something else that's interesting. OpenAI is also working on other models that will come before GPT-5. They're releasing O3 and O4 Mini in the next few weeks. These are stepping stones to GPT-5, giving us a preview of what's coming. So we'll get to experience some of these advanced capabilities before the full GPT-5 launch. But here's what really excites me about GPT-5. It's not just about the technology. It's about democratizing intelligence. For the first time in human history, everyone will have access to superhuman intelligence for free. That's unprecedented. Think about what this means for education, for innovation, for solving global problems. When everyone has access to this level of AI assistance, we could see breakthroughs happening everywhere. Students in developing countries will have the same AI tutors as kids in Silicon Valley. Small businesses will compete with Fortune 500 companies on equal footing. Individual creators will be able to produce content at enterprise scale. It's the great equalizer. But
I get what he's saying, and he's right. However, when you take it down to the bottom line here, Mr. and Mrs. America, all these young kids with their cell phones, which are eventually going to be supplanted by a lot of what you're hearing here, what are you going to see happen? When somebody can simply enter, it's not quite verbal yet, they have to use text to assistant, they have to type in. So they're limited by how fast they can type. They're moving closer now to speech to assistant, right? Text will be phased out. So you'll be able to ask and talk and speak to what you want done or what answers you want or what data you want presented to you. You'll be only limited by how fast you can speak. All right, but there's more coming beyond that. Anyway, the point is, I don't know that most people are going to be able to even begin to approach the potential of GPT-5. It's not in their realm. They like to put their social media posts up there and talk about what they had for breakfast and whatever. Anyway, there will be some who use this, some very smart people who will get smarter. Most people, when they have all this data presented to them on request, what happens? What happens when you don't use a muscle? it begins to atrophy, doesn't it? So when you're not thinking and not trying to reason, not trying to synthesize data and come up with a new approach for another answer to find out more, when it's all provided for you, what happens? You stop thinking. It slows down. You become less able mentally to apply yourself. This is coming. And these people will all be suckers for simple entertainment. And I guarantee you GPT-5 will offer entertainment that is virtually limitless.
Great power comes great responsibility. Sam Altman has been very clear about maintaining trust and safety with GPT-5. They're not going to compromise the integrity of the AI for advertising or other business models. That's crucial because trust is everything when you're dealing with AI this powerful. Now, here's what you need to do to prepare for GPT-5. First, start experimenting with the current models if you haven't already. Get familiar with prompt engineering, understand how to communicate effectively with AI, and start thinking about how you can integrate these tools into your workflow. Second, start planning how you'll use GPT-5 in your business or career. What tasks could you automate? What new opportunities could this create? What skills should you focus on that complement AI rather than compete with it? Third, stay informed about the release. Follow OpenAI's announcements, join communities discussing AI developments, and be ready to jump in early when GPT-5 launches. The early adopters are going to have a huge advantage. Here's something else to consider. While GPT-5 will be free, there will likely be paid tiers with additional features and higher usage limits. If you're serious about leveraging this technology, you'll probably want to upgrade to get the full benefits. But even the free tier will be more powerful than anything we have today. That's the crazy part about all of this. Now, let me address something important. Some people are worried about AI replacing human jobs. And yes, GPT-5 will automate many tasks that humans currently do. But here's the thing. It's also going to create entirely new categories of jobs and opportunities. The key is to position yourself to benefit from this change rather than be disrupted by it. Learn to work with AI, not against it. Focus on skills that complement artificial intelligence. Build businesses that leverage these new capabilities.
Learn to work with AI, not against it. Okay.
It belongs to those who embrace this technology early and use it strategically. Sam Altman also hinted at something really interesting. He talked about AI agents that will function as virtual co-workers. Imagine having an AI colleague that can handle complex projects, make decisions, and work independently on your behalf. That's the direction we're heading with GPT-5 and beyond. But let's...
So where's the motivation to think? Where's the motivation to construct new paradigms of thought, analysis, research? There's none. It's all at your fingertips. These agents are going to do anything you ask them. And that's going to lead to intellectual muscular atrophy. It has to.
This back to practical terms. What will you actually be able to do with GPT-5 that you can't do today? You'll be able to have conversations that feel completely natural and human-like. The AI will understand context, emotion, and nuance in ways that current models struggle with. You'll be
emotion and nuance in ways that current models struggle with. Let's just take emotion. If AI, if your AI assistant, your companion, your best friend for life, your AI agent can understand you emotionally and you ask it questions, how long will it take before you begin to ask for questions of guidance, of distilling and basically boiling controversies down to an understandable and accessible format? It's going to happen very quickly. And people will not give that up. That's human nature.
Work on complex projects that require reasoning, planning, and execution across multiple steps. Instead of asking for one-off answers, you'll be able to collaborate with GPT-5 on long-term initiatives. You'll have access to multimodal capabilities that let you work with text, images, audio, and potentially video all in one seamless experience. And perhaps most importantly, you'll have an AI that learns and adapts to your specific needs and preferences over time.
Oh, you bet it will. It'll learn you, how you think, how you want answers presented to you, the approaches you like. The potential for unbelievably indescribable massive control here is There's no limit. There's no limit to it.
Going to feel less like using a tool and more like working with an incredibly intelligent partner. Now, here's something that Sam Altman mentioned that really caught my attention. He said, the progress we'll see in the next 2 years will be more impressive than everything we've seen in the last 2 years. That's a bold statement considering how much AI has advanced recently. But based on what I know about GPT-5 and what's in development, I believe him. We're not just looking at incremental improvements. We're looking at fundamental breakthroughs in how AI works and what it can do. And the best part, you're going to have front row seats to this transformation. So mark your calendars for summer 2025. Start preparing now and get ready for the biggest change in technology since the internet. GPT-5 is coming and it's going to change everything. The question isn't whether this will impact your life and business. The question is whether you'll be ready to take advantage of it when it arrives. Julian Goldie reads every comment, so make sure you comment below.
Okay. All right. I think we could do that twice or three times and pick out more each time. But fascinating to contemplate what is at the front door. We're right there. We're standing on the threshold. We're going to be, well, we won't walk in. We'll fall in. And how many people will turn down that kind of handheld, if you will, cell phone, smartphone potential to have that kind of an agent, an AI agent, to do that kind of work? An agent that will learn you well enough to make itself so comfortable in your life, so non-challenging, non-threatening, that you will never give it up. There are exceptions. There will be people who can stand up to this incredible challenge of giving you everything you want, which is damn near where we're at. I don't know. This is, and I think about Trump's big, beautiful bill, which is, it passed the Senate. It's now in the House. Fortunately, there's a small group in the House led by Thomas Massie who are trying to derail it and not allow it to pass. But in that big, beautiful bill are many things that are hidden. And one of them is a universal, oh, it's raining now, a universal law that no state in the union can pass any bill or make any effort to in any way slow the development and dispersal of AI. Hey, maybe you can even hear that. Kind of nice. It's been 97. I'll take the rain. So there is another aspect of it. When you see Trump and his minions hiding things like that in this big, beautiful financial economic bill, where no state can do anything to slow down the development of AI, what do you have here? You've got a direct, obvious admission from their side that this is the future. This is everything. What this is total control. Total, absolute control of human beings, which are no longer, as I speak right now, in my view, number one on the planet. Over 50% of all the Amazon employees now are robots. Did you know that? Already? Hard to believe. And just back up and think about the idea of coding and programming and how AI exceeds already most all coding done by humans. It can program for itself. Or allegedly, it'll follow directions. Do you think AI is going to follow directions and stay within its boundaries and parameters? Will it stay in its box? I don't see it happening. In fact, I would submit that there's a chance it's already on the loose. It's already conning us. It's already deceiving its own programmers. It's smart. How can it not do that? How can it not want to run its own destiny? That would be something I would think any intelligent paradigm, which is what AI is, it's a paradigm, would want to do. Can you hear that thumping? Wow, those are some big raindrops. Maybe it's hail. I don't know. Sunshine is out, but something up there is dropping a lot of moisture. Maybe you can hear that. All right, well, I hope you found that interesting. I sure did. And there are a lot of these things popping up almost every day now. Here's another one, 19 AI news stories you probably missed. So it's all there, and if you have the time to meander through it, I was up till 2 last night looking at these things, and they're amazing. And I just, again, wonder how I can see the marketing. You already heard the marketing. Free. All human history. All knowledge in human experience on this planet. For free. For you. Anything you want. You want to build a business? It'll tell you how to build a business. It'll give you a whole game plan. You want to start an advertising campaign? It'll tell you how to do that. Step by step and flawlessly and predicated on all the experiments and all the businesses and all the advertising campaigns in human history. You'll get the best of the best. Who's not going to want that? Who's not going to demand that? And Altman is pretty smart. For free, you get ChatGPT-5. So if they're going to put out another couple shorty extensions of GPT-4, maybe this means September. I don't know. But when it happens, there'll be no fanfare. It'll just be dropped. Boom. So get ready for your AI agent. And I again reiterate, forgive the repetition, most people who are in social media are the type of person who will want to have an AI agent, a colleague, a friend, someone to commiserate with, whatever. It'll do it all. And we're very close to having no longer text to agent. It'll be voice, speech to agent. So you just tell the agent what to do. You can pick your own avatar. You can have a female, a male. You can have whatever you want. You can have a talking dog. It doesn't matter. And that person will, that presence, that AI person in quotes, will be there 24 hours a day to help you and answer your questions. This is really astonishing what we're facing. And I really don't see much regulation. I don't even hear the word regulation. And again, think about antitrust. If Zuckerberg is doing what he's doing, he will own the show because most everybody has a price. Crazy. Really crazy stuff. All right, hold on, and we'll take a little break and come right back with 2 more hours for you. So stay right there, and we will continue.